Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Allowing me to decrease as you increase. Allowing your word to go forth. It's all that I ask. Oh, Lord. In Jesus' name, all is well and all is done. All is done. So, when the Lord gave me this message, he dealt with a couple of beings. One being marriage. We are all people. Marriage? Marriage? I ain't thinking about marriage. I said, oh, but I am. Oh, but I am. Where's the mic? Somebody said it can't hear me. So. Okay, so when I got this message, it dealt with marriage. And what was said to me is, God will show me favor. Way to love him. Favor in the way to love him. So I said, all right. I said, okay. So I had to ask myself, you said marriage. Who is my husband?
Right.
His name is Jesus.
Come on.
He is the husband.
That's right.
And I am the wife. And if I am the wife, am I doing what I'm supposed to do?
You already have a wife.
We are his wife.
Right.
Church. We the church. We the church. We the church is his bride. Those that believe in him and believe that he came for us, believe that his blood shed, believe that he is the Messiah, he is the resurrected, he is the chosen one, he is the judge, and he will be the jury. It's all been done. But I also related it to the natural form as well as the spiritual form. And I did that because there's a couple of things here. One is, when we say we want a husband or a wife, we put this list up, right? How much in that list are you? Because when you're looking for something, if you're walking in Christ,
right,
it's got to be equal to yours.
Yes, it do.
So, why would I want to pray a man if I'm not praying a woman?
Come on.
If I'm a providing woman, then I need a providing man.
Yes.
And understanding between the two. However, here's where it kind of went. A bit to the left or right, whichever way you want to call it. But Christ and my Father and the Holy Spirit, I'm one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, y'all see that? I three became one. And I, my little self, being dedicated and devoted to Christ, I become one with
him. That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's me, it's Christ, my Lord and Savior, the Father. But I've got a little something extra because I hope I have the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, man.
Right? So here I am in the middle, and I'm wrapped up. Oh, I think this is what board then came in. So I didn't know quite, but okay. So here I am in the middle, and I'm wrapped up with all of the good things. However, I have to step back to being the wife. So the woman is to help me. Ways I can be of help to my first love, my husband. How can we, the church, being in the relationship with Christ, be a helpmate to him? So I'm asking this question, I'm looking for participation on another life.
For real.
Like how can we become good wives, good helpmates to Christ? Come on, tell me back.
Well, I can't stand up, but
it's okay.
By keeping our husband up in prayer, keeping him covered.
Okay, hold on. Freeze that phone. Because you went to the natural, I'm in the spiritual with me and God. Because see, we gotta line that up first.
Yeah.
We gotta line that up first. We gotta do it. We gotta line. I just want to explain. We gotta line that up first. So first, I'm on me as a wife, us the church as a wife to Christ. How can we become good wives and devoted wives? What are the things that we can do? So, Sister Vonda, this is not one word, surrender.
Surrender. Okay. Then we have to build our relationship.
Prayer. Yeah. Build our relationship.
Prayer.
Through prayer. Now, prayer in that state. Yeah, we pray. But as my husband, my prayer is now not is the communication. Is the Father God, it's the communication. But
Sister D.
Yeah.
I heard the first word is surrender. You already surrendered.
Right.
If you surrender, he already
made it.
Right. Number one thing is be faithful.
Faith.
Amen.
All right. Amen.
Unto them.
Yeah.
Unto them. All right.
Yeah.
You
have to be faithful.
Okay. So with that, when we get to prayer, you know the statement that says pray without cease.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's that communication line.
Yes.
Right. That's
yeah.
That one.
Yeah.
That's the one. And that one, I asked that question, and he showed it to me. And he showed it to me by coming down the street, and it's so it has become so common now to you. People probably think I be talking to myself, but I don't
know. You know, that's right, girl. Yeah.
I'm just driving down the street, and the car come out, and it almost hit another car. I pray for the person that came out, not thinking, not here. And I pray for the person that missed. And then I pray for those that's in his path. Because the reason I'm looking, pray without ceasing. Always something. And when we become his wife, we become closer to him by allowing him to be a part of everything that we do. Before we go in that business, we got to pray. Show me the way to go. Even coming up here.
Yeah.
I studied and I took what he gave me and I studied and I said, wait a minute. This, I'm going to tell you, I don't usually take whatever I got my notes in from study from the church. I don't usually take this to work. But I wound up taking it to work one day. And it finished, and then I stopped. But then when I studied, it picked up right here. So let me just stay focused. The husband and the wife. Yeah. That's us, the church, and with God.
Yeah.
And we first have to get that lined up. And we first have to be able to communicate with him. Before we can expect to communicate to somebody else.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have to first believe and trust in him.
Yeah.
Before we can go further and trust and believe in people.
Yeah.
Furthermore,
yeah.
Those parties in that equally yoke.
Yeah.
You don't want to go and be in a relationship. Well, first of all, as he said, Second Corinthians 6:14. Do not be yoked together with unbelievers.
All right.
Or what do righteousness and wickedness have in common?
All right.
Or what fellowship can light have with darkness?
All right.
Don't become partners with those who rejected God.
All right. All right.
How can you make a partnership out of right and wrong?
All right.
That's not a partnership. That's war. Is light best friends with dark?
No.
Does Christ go strolling with the devil?
No.
Do trust and mistrust for him?
No.
Who would think of sitting up pagan idols in God's holy temple? But that is exactly what we are. Each of us a temple in whom God lives.
Yes.
God himself. This way. Okay, so We have to know the difference between right and wrong. We have to know the difference.
Yeah.
And we have to take a stand.
Yeah.
However, once we as individuals on separate corners and separate places get our relationship right with Christ, and we begin to pray, and we begin to ask him, and we begin to pull him into our lives, right? So he becomes the center of your life.
Right.
When you gather or someone else comes and attaches to you or becomes your spouse, God's got to be the center of their life.
Hallelujah.
Because there are things that we can't do as human beings.
Amen.
But there are things that we must do as human beings.
All right. Hallelujah.
I was watching Pastor Michael Todd. I really do. He makes things simple, and I'm with him. He be right on the money.
Right,
a lot of times people have told me that they don't know what I'm thinking about or where I got my thought from. Got my thought from God, and I'm going to keep it.
Right.
Because you don't understand, it doesn't mean that it's wrong.
All right. Hallelujah.
People say, I was so messed up then. God came into my life and he changed my thought, thinking, and changed those things.
Right.
Yeah. I went a little bit further than that because he knew me from the beginning.
Girl, go ahead.
In the beginning, my thoughts were as they are now that I'm looking at him, even though I've walked through the world.
Yes.
Some other stuff got me.
All right.
You know, different views and visions of life.
Yeah.
But as I get closer to him, I'm like, okay, well, that was right.
All right.
That was right. I was right to say thank you. I was right to help people. Yeah. I was right to love, even though they treated me bad.
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
Yes. But
and I keep hearing my cousin said one day. I said, well, y'all shouldn't fight. Don't fight in the playground. We're not gonna fight them. They're our neighbors. Girl, why don't think like that? We were little then. So I thought it was years ago. And I was like, why are we going to fight our neighbors? I'm going to get it.
Right.
Well, if they come with that stuff, you better fight. Okay, well, I'm going to go home. I don't come this far. I realized why I kept going home. When I'm going to visit people, it was like I was in a strange land.
Oh,
I wasn't a stranger to anybody. They was living in a land and not living up to the word of God.
Hallelujah. Yes.
What if I'm a beast?
Yeah.
Gotta have some.
There you go.
If I want peace, I have to present peace.
Amen.
If I want kindness, I have to be kind.
Yeah.
So that back to that word and what you got to get, put that list together. Now, my list is not for a man. My list is for my relationship with Christ.
Yeah.
And it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. But we sometimes stray away from that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
When you ain't got to it, you got to value it even more.
That's right.
You got to value it even more. But when you do find that right mate, now you got something of substance, something of value to walk forward together. Yes, common ground.
Hallelujah.
Lord. So,
yeah.
Ephesians 5 and 25 says, for husbands, love your wives.
Yes.
Even as Christ also loved the church.
Church.
And gave
himself
for them. We have to know that.
Amen.
So, husbands, you're going to be husbands, right? Because remember, Christ is the husband. Y'all know what he do? He gives and gives and gives and gives and gives. But to the extent and to the measurements that he is given, no man can. No man can. However, he gives us protection. Supernatural.
Yes.
The kind that man cannot.
Yes.
A man cannot stop a bully.
Amen.
A man cannot stop death. A man cannot stop a lot of things. You just can't. I think I've become a little bit biased to the husband I have now and the husband that could come. I don't know how he gonna come.
Right, exactly.
But he better be.
I don't know, but he working on me, y'all. He working on me. He working on me. He working on me because I'm comfortable. I am at peace.
Yeah.
And I love my peace.
Okay.
I do. That's I do.
Yeah.
I do. But it's important for the natural. For the natural. The protection that the husband is supposed to be.
All right, oh, now. Be here.
Yeah.
Be here.
Because he's supposed to be here. But that protection
from the natural
is, in the natural. So it's more of security, of a safe place. Security that your heart is safe with them. Your dreams are safe with him. You can trust him to be there. You can trust him to be committed. He can be loyalty. He can give affection, a love gestures, you know, such as flowers or whatever your love language may be. That's what the communication connects with what he can provide.
That's right.
He's got to know what your love language is. If your love language is gifts, then he'll give gifts.
Yeah.
If your love language is time, then he's got to make a way.
That's right.
Yeah.
If your love language is communication, then just listen. And that doesn't mean that she wants you to fix everything that she talks about.
Listen.
But sometimes you have to be available to just
listen.
Because think about it. When we go to God, we look for him to do something. But the more comfortable we come with talking to him about just how we feel, and we have to be willing to accept whatever he chooses to do for us because he knows great. He's
right
to us on earth. You understand? So we got to know how to put them in the right place. Sometimes when you have a situation with your significant other, you can't be what's the word for it? Let me see. I know I wrote that word.
Yeah.
You can't be the one to, I don't want to say guide, but,
Do you or someone you know is in a domestic violence relationship? If so, please visit the Community Advocates Milwaukee Women's Center Division to enroll in the Nevermore Batters Prevention and Intervention Program. Community Advocates Milwaukee Women's Center aim to end and prevent intimate partner violence by addressing the motivation and behaviors of partners who are physically, sexually, and or emotionally abusive with their partners and or children. Nevermore provides services to men, women, and children through their classes and groups at no cost to the community. For more information on how to help with eliminating abusive behavior, please contact either Ms. Dorothy Howard at 414-349-8824 or Ms. Angie at 1708-368-0294.
Okay, we have to allow God to be the enforcer.
That's right.
We have to allow God to be the enforcer in our natural relationships, because we have to remember, even though we come together as one, We have to be centered around God. He has to be the head.
Priority.
He has to be the head. God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Those three strands, they're hiding together, that no man should be able to tear apart.
Right.
But when we have issues that we can't help or we can't guide, because men think one way, women think another. Men's priority and jobs on the earth is one thing, and women's is another.
Right.
That's in life. I don't mean you can't be a mechanic. Everybody can be a mechanic. Anybody. I don't care what you say. You can be a mechanic. Anybody can be a garbage man. Anybody can be a cop. Anybody can be a police. Anybody can be a fireman. So that's not what I mean. I mean a natural and spiritual being as to what we were created for each other, companions, one to another. The wife is to help me. Okay, so your husband wants to say, well, love, we need to get a house. So as a helpmate, well, what kind of house are you thinking? Or, yeah, I thought that too. Well, let's come together and agree upon what we want to get.
Right.
Let's come together and look at our budget and see what we can afford.
Amen.
Then we go forward. That's all communication.
Yes, it is.
Right. And trust in God. So you're walking together, so you definitely got to trust in God. He's going to open the door to make the way to make it happen. Even when you think he's not.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Ooh,
thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. So, men, we have to be able to communicate and uphold your women, love them, be patient, be kind, and understand what their love language is. Yes, sir.
I think for the men, first, you build your relationship with Christ.
That's it. That's not it.
Right. For the woman that's alone too, build that relationship with Christ.
Yeah.
And then, you know, because you're seeking a wife, and he's seeking, you're seeking a wife, and she's seeking a husband, so. And I feel like you should practice too on being a husband, just as well as on being a wife.
Right. But remember now, you got to remember this one. Okay, what I said in the beginning was that the church, to Christ, we're the wife, we're the bride, all of us, male and female.
Yeah.
And that is the way, because when you say you have to practice being, you do, but you have to practice being to him and with him
first. Oh, no, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You practice that first.
Right.
That's first and foremost.
Yeah. Right.
Don't get me mixed up.
So you went natural and said the man needs to practice being a husband.
I went spiritual first.
Right.
You got to practice spiritual first.
Right. Okay.
And then he'll add on. You see what I'm saying?
Right. 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 But that's what I said.
Right.
I was
great. I mean, she did, but she broke me down before she said natural.
Spiritual. Right.
But he just was saying just like
when you by yourself,
yes,
you practice spiritual first.
Yes.
You get closer, but you build that relationship with Christ.
Yes.
That's what you focus on.
Yes.
And then I feel like everything else will be added.
Yes.
See what I'm saying?
Yes. But once you're in a relationship with another human being, there's things that have to be worked on.
Right.
And in that, you have to still go back to God. That part that you worked on and that you balance. Because now you got two balancing acts. And that's the level out. But we all have to be in that with Christ.
Okay. I just have a question, but I'm going that way. Because I don't know the whole situation.
Okay.
You married, been married, but you've been in a divorce stage, separation stage. The husband won't give you the divorce, but you've been submissive to God. You have been obedient. You have been in solitude. What you say, girl?
You know what?
Why can't she
kill
Barry? Yes,
literally.
But he will not give her.
Well, she get all of them.
Right.
Because Bible says, obey the laws of the land. This is what people get mixed up in the Bible.
Yeah.
If you got up to the court, he said, you divorce, you divorce. I don't care what nobody else says.
So, how do you get your divorce?
You just go down there and file for it.
Okay.
Well, you can file for it.
He doesn't have to.
He ain't got to be.
He doesn't have to. He has to do the process.
When it comes to women, don't ask God for your husband, let him find you.
That's it.
What a man find, wife find, it.
See, that's what we women get mixed up. That's why I repeat, Lord, forgive me for asking. Lord, first of all, you the first husband.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So, I would rather for God to work on me. First, then to be having a husband coming to my stead, and I'm still
got one.
Hold on. Did you got your answer? Because listen, y'all. Let me say this. Can you go ahead for it? If you get into, especially Mary, the Bible says don't be unequally yoked.
That's right.
The Bible said let the unbeliever depart. Mm-hmm. So I don't know why people try to hold on to certain things. You got to deal with this. No. You got to be straight in your face. If they don't want to deal with God, be back.
Let them go. Well, see, that person didn't know the way to go to get this done. Mm-hmm. So they've been holding on and not knowing how to be unequally yoked. But they didn't know that they could actually get their own divorce.
Yes, you can.
So this was a wonderful question.
Right. Okay.
Once you get it.
First thing you got to know, you got to know. Listen, I was there. All right. When that woman came and told me she didn't want to be saved, and she don't want a man to tell her that, I see you down. That's just where we'll be. Right. I'm not going to let you hold me up from here.
All right.
Come on,
first thing.
Hold up, can somebody hand her a mic?
I'm just going to say, God's will, when it's time for you to get a husband, God will let you know.
He will tell you.
Come on,
he told me. He told me to get prepared for a husband.
Yeah.
I walked the marriage out getting prepared for to see my husband and get married to him, even before I knew who he was. Or I had seen, put that eyes on.
Right.
Everybody laughed at me.
That's
one brother back there, two brothers back there. They laughed at me. I was crazy. I had lost my cotton picking mind. I didn't know where he was. I did not know where he was. Actually, I thought he was back there where I was used to live back home. But God put me on the train, led me to put everything in storage and pay it up for 9 months and come to Milwaukee so that I could be in the way where he could see me. All you do is live for God, keep your mind on him, walk and do what God tells you to do, and just be careful to hear him when he speaks.
Yeah.
And you move in the spirit when he tells you to.
Amen.
Okay. So, for men, they want honor and respect. Hold them in high regard. Praise him, lift him up. Allow him to fail. Not, no, I told you so. No. Someone to help them receive and achieve their goals, not someone to put them down or beat their mother. They don't need that. Okay. Allow God to be the enforcer.
Yeah.
Honor the man you want him to become.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
Women are the prophets in your home. So, what it is you want is what you have to speak into.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
No, you got to hold your questions.
The relationship with God.
Number one.
Determines all your other relationships.
Okay. Yeah. Well, all right. Amen.
Marriage is not just for, and just for 22 people. God is the cornerstone.
Yes.
God is love.
Yes.
And he's in action.
Yes.
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
Yes.
So he can give his son as a sacrifice.
All right.
That's what real love is.
Yeah.
You have to be fully and able to sacrifice some of the things that you want for the things that are needed.
All right. Right. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Understand the difference between a need and a want.
Okay.
There you go.
Make sure that is established.
Great difference. Mm-hmm.
God gave.
Yeah.
He is higher. He is the giver.
Yeah. Can nobody give you the gift?
As he gives.
Can you use your mic, Michelle?
Perfect. As he gives, he is higher. As he gives, he releases. So he gave his only begotten son. I don't know about you guys, but there was a circumstance and a situation where I had to give my son to the police.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That day hurt. To have to call, to have to say, come and give me. When I say that I made
yes, it,
the police was looking for me, they came in my house. And it hurt me to my core that I had to tell the police he wasn't there. And then what I said to him was, you have to go and you can't come back here because, see, now you get a fair monkey that you should come.
Okay,
amen. I cried for 3 days.
Yeah.
When I said I cried for 3 days, I cried for 3 days. Because you hurt. You came and you knew they were looking for you. You should have not did what you did. You should have been willing to go. And now you jeopardize my relationship with God. That hurt it that I had to lie. That is not who I am. That's not what I do. Don't put me in a situation. If you love me, you wouldn't put me in a situation that I'm not right.
Hallelujah.
So that's a part of that giving.
Yes,
and
it
trusting.
Is. Yes, it is.
So, as the time went on, God said, I asked for forgiveness. I said, I don't understand how, who was with the ram, the bush?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The son of the bush, and the son of the bush, and the son of the bush, and the son of the bush, if this is what he felt like, help me. Because I couldn't understand. But it was okay because I trusted God.
There you go.
I told my mom to call mama. The police to come meet me at the door and come.
All right.
And he turned out, said, officer, you can just sit there and wait till he comes. Because she was like, mom. I was like, yeah, you can wait because he's going to turn himself over to you. You ain't got to worry about me coming. You ain't got to worry about the other people. And he walked up and turned himself over.
Amen.
And she said, I had never seen that. But we got to believe, and we got to know who the giver is. He gave him the begotten son. He gave him to the world so the world could see and receive. Then he gave his life for us.
Yeah.
How much giving do we need?
All right, now.
He gives us repentance, he gives us redemption, he gives us love, he gives us understanding, patience. His character, Christ's character, was given to us so that we could follow it and become and take on those characteristics of Christ.
Amen.
And when we take that on, we become closer to God.
Yes.
We get to serve and do things that as the bride of Christ will stand beside her husband.
Amen.
And do the things that he does.
Hallelujah.
Where it says, surrender to your husband.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as he follows Christ.
Amen.
And I even noticed God's greatness. I have an assistant, right? Mm-hmm. I thought, you know, a woman and a man together could really reach the kids. Well, I found out that I have to tell my sisters, let me do this. Because my boys is not paying attention to
them. Okay.
So I have to get a hold of my boys again. Come on back.
All right.
So these last couple of weeks, it's been really good. Class been filling up, they've come in, but they've been sitting and they've been listening.
There you go.
And they've been participating.
Yes.
That's what I want them to do.
Yeah.
Because if you don't participate in your change,
yeah,
how you gonna change?
You're not.
You gotta participate in your change.
Or you're
so that you can receive it and understand.
All right.
You gotta participate in your change. Yes. But sometimes they don't even understand what the change is, because a lot of times we don't understand that it's time for change and how we can participate in it.
All right, no.
But we have to keep giving it to them. Mm-hmm. We have to keep giving it to them.
Yeah, don't stop.
So,
you don't
need
to change. Listen to him.
The first and greatest commandment, God needs to be first.
Amen.
Because he is the great, awesome provider.
Yes, yes.
Putting him first,
yes,
he is the greatest,
you know,
and gives us,
you know,
everything that we need.
Yes.
He is the provider.
Yes,
he
is
the one,
yes,
that makes things come full circle.
Yes.
And he is the one that helps me complete. He is the one that says, I want change for you.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks of us and holds us at higher standard than we could ever imagine ourselves to be.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay,
right,
because he is God.
Yes,
he is.
He is God.
Yeah, hallelujah.
So,
hallelujah.
With that said, I am a wife. I am a bride.
Right.
Of the Lord and Savior.
Yes, yes. Hallelujah.
And I know that my father hears me because of who my husband is.
Yeah.
So, when you go, just hold on. Just hold on. And that was it for me, guys. I had to go back to the
all right.
I wasn't.
The white
woman.
Listen. And we're going to be ready to go. Listen. Let me tell you. When I saw her, I was at a job service looking for another job. I already had one. And I looked at it, she did something that struck me. But then when she started talking to me, she got smart. I said, this is a smart tail woman here. She said, wait a minute. Did you tell her that? I'm not even knowing. I was home, and mess around, I got on a 3-day fast, and it was struck me in my spirit, like lightning hit me.
They
never happened.
All right,
when
now.
It hit me, he said, Brenda.
I said,
well, right. That's my dear woman.
Yeah.
He said, Brenda.
Wow.
You've been married for 37 years.
Oh, my God.
Y'all been married, I think, 31, 32, or 33.
About 33. All right. Let us stay in the time to go on. So just because she make you smart, you fast. You look right out with you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. If you have any feedback for us, email the Red Blonde Fox at blackdarkrebel@gmail.com. Don't forget to share and subscribe to the Red Blonde Fox to receive notifications on our latest episodes. Remember, you are who you are because God made you. This your girl, Red Blonde Fox. Thank you for listening to this week's episode. If you have any feedback for us, email the Red Blonde Fox at blackdarkrebel@gmail.com. Don't forget to share and subscribe to the Red Blonde Fox to receive notifications on our latest episodes. Remember, you are who you are because God made you. This your girl, Red Blonde Fox.